On January 18th, the Church celebrated the Confession of St. Peter. We prayed, Heavenly Father, you revealed to the Apostle Peter the blessed truth that your Son Jesus is the Christ. Strengthen us by the proclamation of this truth, that we too may joyfully confess that there is salvation in no one else. The Church is built on the Confession of Peter, that Jesus is the Christ, the one who died and rose again for our salvation from sin, death, and the power of the devil. How, then, do we live as Christians? And he called to him the crowd with his disciples and said to them, If any one would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. We are called to remain faithful to Christ Jesus, even in the face of persecution and rejection. The devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh conspire to pull us from the love of God. We may not be martyrs in that we lose our lives because of our faith, but we are rejected by this world for confessing that Jesus is the Christ. That confession of our faith shows that we fear, love, and trust in God above all things. In so doing, we know that we have life everlasting in Jesus Christ, for he has redeemed us from sin and death. Please join us at Trinity Lutheran Church this Sunday at 9 a.m. to receive more of this good news. May our Lord grant that we confess Jesus as the Christ and trust in him alone. Amen.